Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by the Alan Churchill Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G. 1W0. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking. I'm pastor at First Baptist Church in Perth, Ontario. Today, my message is entitled, Why Am I Dissatisfied? Why am I dissatisfied? And this is a question that people keep asking me when I run into people on the street or when I talk to folks at my church. They're asking the same question. Juliet, there's a longing in me, and I'm dissatisfied. Well, John Piper says that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. We are most satisfied in Him. And so I think it's worth examining today how we can become fully satisfied in life. But first, let's listen to the Cathedrals as they sing, He Made a Change.
Change in the life that I'm
were asking, why am I dissatisfied? Why am I dissatisfied? And perhaps you're listening and you're saying, I'm perfectly content in life. Well, let me just list some symptoms of dissatisfaction. Perhaps you're not sleeping well at night. Perhaps you're more quickly snapping at your spouse. Your patience is a little less than normal. Perhaps you are a very sarcastic person and you've used sarcasm as a way to bring humor, but in fact, it's actually masking some underlying anger. You know, these are symptoms of being dissatisfied in life. 2 Corinthians 12 asks us to test ourselves and to test our faith to make sure that it is true and real. And so let's do that today. Jesus Christ says in Matthew 7, "Ask and I will answer you. Seek and you will find me. Knock and I will open the door." And so let's ask God today why we're dissatisfied. I want to suggest there's two possible reasons for dissatisfaction amongst us today. Let me start, first of all, with the person who is seeking religion. You know, religion will never satisfy. On the contrary, religion actually has the ability to take all of the life right out of us. Many people today are seeking religion, and they're trying to access God through the wide gate. Matthew 7 says, many enter through the wide gate, but that gate leads to destruction. To pursue religion is to try to come to God on our own terms, or to try to come to God in our own efforts. And so perhaps we're sitting on a committee at a church, and we've been chair of that committee for over 30 years. And we do religion really well. We know all the ins and outs of running a church. But we're still going to be left dissatisfied at the end of the day. Because Isaiah 64 says, even our best acts are like filthy rags. Our best efforts just aren't going to be enough to fill that void in our lives. St. Augustine said that God has made us restless, and we will only rest perfectly once we find Him. And perhaps you're listening and you're saying, Juliet, you're being way too hard on religion. Well, let's listen to the words of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 7, He says that on the day of judgment, many will come to Him and say, Lord, did we not prophesy in Your name? And Lord, did we not cast out demons in Your name? And Lord, did we not perform miracles in Your name, the name of Jesus Christ? And I will say to them on that day of judgment, away from me, for you never knew me. This is a shocking statement made by Jesus Christ. And He's saying religion just won't cut it. You can prophesy in His name, you can cast out demons in His name, you can heal in His name, you can do many things in the name of Christ, because we know that it is the name above all names. But if you don't actually know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and if you can't say with full integrity that He is the lover of your soul, that He is your best friend, that you have an ongoing daily relationship with Him, then He will say on the day of judgment, away from me, I never knew you. You see, that is the key. It's to know Jesus Christ. John Piper puts it really well. He says the key isn't to be somebody, it's to know somebody. Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you walk intimately with Him day by day so that you know Him and you know His ways and you know His voice? Or are you really more familiar with the traditions of doing religion, with the rituals of doing committee work or church work? Do you remember that Martha was very, very busy and preoccupied herself with working and doing, and Jesus said, oh, Mary has chosen the better way and the better path, for Mary was seated right at the feet of Christ. Instead of giving and doing, she was in a posture of receiving and being in the presence of Jesus Christ. The invitation from Jesus to come to him is very clear. In Matthew 11, he says, "Come to me, all those who are weary, and I will give you rest." I love the Message translation of this passage. It says, "I will teach you the unforced rhythms of grace." That, my friends, is the benefit of not pursuing religion, but of pursuing Christ himself. Jesus is beckoning us, he's wooing us, and perhaps he's calling you this very morning to say, "Come to me." Don't come to religion. Don't come even to a church. Come to me, for I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Friends, this is the first reason that we might be dissatisfied. It's because we're pursuing religion. In a moment, I'm going to pursue the second possible reason for our dissatisfaction. But I'd like to pause and let's listen to a beautiful song, "In Christ Alone."
to find home dead. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man's gift can ever blot me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man's gift can ever blot.
Welcome back. We've been asking ourselves, why are we so dissatisfied? And we've been suggesting that one of the reasons might be that we're pursuing religion. We're pursuing religion. What we really need to be pursuing, friends, is relationship. Relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, I have a second suggestion for why we might be dissatisfied. And this one is for those who actually have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Perhaps you know Jesus Christ, and yet you're still dissatisfied. Is that possible? Well, there is a sense in which we can get off course, even as a saved or committed follower of Jesus Christ. And that is that we cease to abide in the vine. John 15 says, "Abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Abide in me and you will bear much fruit, fruit of eternal and lasting value. But apart from me, you can do nothing." Friends, I run into Christ followers all the time who are worn out, who are weary in well-doing. And I have to remind them, and occasionally myself, to abide or to return to that vine. You see, Jesus Christ is that vine. His Father is the gardener. And the Holy Spirit is that which comes through the branches, or that comes through us and enables us to bear fruit of lasting value. But so often, well-meaning Christ followers depart from the vine. They go off in 100 different directions, and they're well-meaning, and they're serving God with all of their strength and all of their might. But you know, sometimes well-meaning Christ followers are serving God in places they were never even meant to serve him. John 10 says that Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. And we are but sheep. And our task, friends, is quite simple. We are to listen for his voice. And when we do that, we will learn where he wants us to serve him in particular. Henry Blackaby is always emphasizing, and especially in his book called Experiencing God, he emphasizes that we need to listen to the voice of the great shepherd to know where we're supposed to be working or serving the Lord. We need to have our antennas up and active, listening for that voice. And our job is quite simply to join in with what the Holy Spirit is already doing around us. But so often, well-meaning Christ followers think it all depends on them. They've got to roll up their sleeves and they've got to work hard. They've got to do something. You know, sometimes God is saying, don't just do something. Be something. Be still and know that I am God. I really like how Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes about religionless Christianity. That's what we should be pursuing, friends. Not religion, but genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, to cultivate this relationship and to ensure that we're fully satisfied in him, we need to be folks who have an active prayer life. You know, prayer is the fuel that keeps our engines going. It's a little bit like gasoline that goes into vehicles. We need to be people of prayer so that we're filling up on the Holy Spirit's power. We also need to be people of the Word of God. For the Word is alive and active, and it will feed our souls. It will sustain us. It will delight us. It will inspire us. It will transform us. It will redeem us. It will renew us. And so, friends, if you're worn out on religion, and if you're worn out and weary even in well-doing and well-meaning Christianity, return to the Word of God. Psalm 119 espouses the merits of the Word of God, and the psalmist, who is in very hard times, keeps looking to the Word. And he says, God, you are good and you do good. You are good and you do good. And the reason he can say that with full confidence, because the Word is a lamp to his feet. The Word is his treasure. And so, friends, I want to invite you to meditate on the Word of God. And in today's fast-paced society, there are many ways to do that. I want to recommend that on your Twitter account that you follow pages that list Bible verses. You know, there's a chap in England who is posting a verse a day of the Bible in an effort to put the entire Bible on Twitter. For those of you active on your computer, you could make your home webpage BibleGateway.com or Daily Bread, and that way your eyes are continually seeing on your computer monitor Bible verses. Anyway, these are just some tips to help you to return to the vine and to abide in him. Would you join with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and we declare that you are good and you do good. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. He is our life. He is everything we need. Have mercy on us, Lord, for departing from him. Have mercy on us, Lord, for trying to do things in our own strength. Lord, we confess that we are at times dissatisfied. And I pray right now for the listener who doesn't know Jesus Christ. He or she knows all about him and knows all about religion and possibly knows all about church, but he or she does not know the person of Christ personally. I pray for that person right now, that they would finally come to you. Just surrender all and say, I want to know you, Jesus. God, would you hear that prayer of that listener? I also want to lift up this hour the true Christ follower who's grown weary in well-doing, and I just pray, Lord, that you will restore to them the joy of their salvation. In Jesus' name, would they know that in Christ there is no condemnation? Would they know they don't have to try so hard and work so hard? They just need to rest and abide in you. And you will bear much fruit through them. God, help us, genuine Christ followers, to be fully satisfied in you, for the world is watching, Lord. And we want to be salt to a flavorless society, and we want to be light to a dark world. Would you shine in us again, God? We ask all this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.